the holiday of Hanukkah approaching, our water cooler question for today is, where can I find the story of Hanukkah? We know that when we talk about holidays, whether it's Pesach or Sukkot or Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, not only do we open up the Torah and we find that the Torah talks about these holidays, but we also, if we look in the oral law and the Talmud, we find that there's a Masechta, there's a tractate for Pesachim, for Pesach, for Sukkot, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there's Yuma. For all the holidays that we have, not only do we have a mention in the Torah, we have an entire tractate that talks about it. And even Purim, which is a rabbinical holiday, we have Masechtas Megillah, and we have Megillas Esther, we have the entire Megillah of Esther that tells us the story of Purim, and we have a Masechta, we have a tractate in the Talmud that talks about it. But we have no Masechtas Hanukkah. There is no tractate that talks about Hanukkah. And there is no Megillas Hanukkah. When it comes to Hanukkah, we don't read a Megillah that tells us the story of Hanukkah. So where do we find the story of Hanukkah? Or actually, why is it that we don't have a Masechta of Hanukkah? Why we don't have a Megillah of Hanukkah that tells us the story? We find we have Al HaNisim tells us a little bit. Within the tractate of Shabbos that talks about Shabbos, there's a couple of pages that talk about Hanukkah. But we don't have a separate Megillah or a separate Masechta, a separate tractate or a separate story of Hanukkah that tells us what happened and everything we have to know about Hanukkah. There's an important concept in Judaism which we know we have the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh. We have the written Torah and we have the oral law. The written law is the five books of Moses, is the Chumash that we have. And then the oral law was given to Moshe at Mount Sinai also. But today we don't really have that much of the oral law because it was written down. Because many, many years later, even though specifically God told us not to write the Torah down, but people started forgetting. And the alternative was that people wouldn't remember any of the laws of the oral law. So everything was written down, Eis lasis l'ashem efiru teresecha, in order to keep the Torah. Bitula zekiyuma, in order to keep the Torah, we had to do something that we really should not have done. And that is write down the oral law. And that's called the Mishnah. The Mishnah is where we wrote down the oral law. The Talmud is an extension of that. Where even though it's the oral law and we're not supposed to write it down, we wrote it down because if not, it would have been forgotten. So even though we have a Torah Shebichsav, which is the written law, and we have the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the oral law, today the oral law is written down too in the Mishnah and in the Talmud. But we always have to remember that tradition is the most important thing that we have. That even though we have a Torah Shebichsav, and then we have a Torah Shebal Peh, which was written down, we can never take away from the importance of, like it says in the first Mishnah of Avos, of ethics of our fathers, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, Moshe got the Torah from Sinai and handed it down from rabbi to rabbi. We know, for example, that when a rabbi wants to become a posek, a rabbi wants to become a rabbi who can decide Jewish law, he cannot only decide Jewish law by learning the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebal Peh, the written Torah and the oral Torah, which is written down in the Talmud. A rabbi that knows the entire Talmud by heart does not automatically become a rabbi that can decide Jewish law. He needs something that is called Hayrah. He needs something that is called Shemush. He needs something that he sat with another rabbi and he's seen the tradition being handed over from generation to generation. So even though we've written down most of the oral law, there is still a tradition that is handed over from generation to generation, from rabbi to student, to know what it is important and to know the feeling of what it is that we need in Jewish law. So we have all our holidays and we celebrate different things on our holidays. Pesach, Sukkot, we celebrate the fact that we left Egypt. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we celebrate that God is our king and that he judges us. On Purim, what do we celebrate on Purim? We celebrate on Purim that we re-accepted Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar. We re-accept the Torah that was given to us, that even though at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, God put the mountain over us and seemingly forced us, on Purim we re-accepted the Torah Shebichsav, the written law again. So what was Hanukkah? What do we celebrate on Hanukkah? On Hanukkah we celebrate the fact that we can keep and that we have the oral law. That we Even though the Greek army tried to destroy Judaism by taking away the oral law, by taking away the tradition, we still kept it. And so the essence of Chanukah is tradition. The essence of Chanukah is the continuation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the continuation of the oral law, of the fact that we can argue and discuss Jewish law outside of the confines of something that is written, something that we can discuss that is given over from generation to generation. So on Chanukah, we celebrate the fact that we still have tradition, that we still have oral law that is not written, that is given from generation to generation. So when we talk about the story of Chanukah, we didn't want to have something written for Chanukah, whether it was a Megillah to tell us the story of Chanukah, or even a Masechta for Chanukah. Because Chanukah, or the very essence of Chanukah, is the holiday that tells us that there is still tradition, that there is still law that is given over from generation to generation, and is not written down. And that is very important in Jewish tradition. So Chanukah has no Masechta, has no tractate, because even though it is the oral law, but it was written in the Masechtas in the Talmud. And Chanukah, we didn't have a specific one, and we don't have a Megillah of Chanukah to tell us that it is still very important that the tradition is handed over from generation to generation.